If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
And now, Jamie talks about everything.
Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
What? What happened?
Oh, I've got to go in and look for Monster Jam tickets. I was seeing if we had any here at the radio station.
Yeah.
We don't.
So, oh.
And I told Frog I'd take him to Monster Jam. So.
Is that the one?
That's the big boy down at the stadium.
That one's good.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one. There's one that they have at where they have the horses and all that place. What's that place called?
The Stock Show.
Yeah, a Stock Show. And I think my son and I, we almost passed out from the carbon monoxide.
Yeah.
Ooh, it was. They need to open those doors.
I went to one at Ball Arena.
Yeah.
That one is not as good because they just don't have enough room and you're indoors.
Well, you also get dizzy and you're like, I think I'm being poisoned.
Yeah. It's not healthy for the children.
No, it's really not. I'm like, can you open those doors? My God. All right. Anyway, couple of things. First of all, if you are flying Delta Airlines, they've come out with a new thing in my Bob, which is you have got to get your bags checked at least 45 minutes before your flight takes off, or else they will not take them with you on the plane.
Why?
Because they're trying to streamline their efficiency, all that stuff.
Yeah.
So it's a new rule that they've made. And if you're flying out of JFK, it has to be on the airplane 60 minutes before.
That's fair.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I think it's fair. Yeah.
Unless you're running late.
Well, if you're running late, it's on you.
Now if you had a flat tire.
I'm just saying. They've still got an airplane that has to take off, Jamie.
Yeah, so it's a new rule. Domestic only, 45 minutes before the flight. JFK, 60 minutes before the flight. Right before we came to air, I will tell you that Carson just said the weirdest thing to me. He said that Barack Obama is trying to dig himself out of Michelle's hole.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, go ahead, Carson.
He's dug himself a hole, and he's trying to get out of it. That's why these whole, you know, divorcing rumors, what's going on with their relationship, are flying around. That he's apparently dug himself a hole, and now he's trying to get out of Michelle's hole.
I just looked at him, and I was like, yeah, okay. So, but, you know, there's never been any scandal with him as far as, like, you know, we had, Donald Trump, obviously, right? I mean, he's cheated on his wife, even while she was pregnant. We had Bill Clinton, who was, hello, cigar boy.
Yeah, right? That Billy.
And who was before Clinton?
JFK?
No.
Yeah, it was a long time before.
Was it a Bush?
It was maybe a Bush.
Yeah, I think it was Bush.
I don't think he had any scandals, right?
No, I don't know.
And then Reagan, he had dementia, and Nancy was running the show.
Yeah.
But Barack hasn't had any, like, scandals.
No.
You know, there hasn't been any other woman's. Has any other woman's we've heard of?
Right.
You know, we've heard maybe some men, but not women's.
Yeah, we've heard of the bathhouses.
Well, I didn't hear that, but okay.
Well, that's the men portion you're talking about.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know why he's in her hole.
I don't either.
Yeah.
Get out of that hole.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
I feel like I like Michelle Obama. I know you guys, whatever. I'm not allowed to say it. But I do like her because I saw her on Ellen and she was pretty darn funny. And I just liked her vibe. But I do kind of feel like this is suspect because apparently her podcast isn't doing so well. And it seems very odd timing that this is like a whole thing and her podcast isn't doing well. And what do you do when your podcast isn't doing well? You create a little scandal, you know?
Yeah.
Just a little.
I could see that.
Yeah. Just so people are like, wait, what's she talking about? You know, that whole thing.
Right.
Just like Meghan Markle, yesterday it came out about her podcast that she had, like, I don't know, something wrong with her.
She had some type of medical issue or
something?
Yeah,
she had, what's the one where you all the water, you gain a bunch of water and you also have sadness? I don't know what it was. Something.
I don't know.
She was sad and bloated. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I've been there before. Sad, bloated,
right?
Preeclampsia?
Yeah.
Postpartum, yeah.
Preeclampsia, postpartum, yeah. Oh, Jesus. Anyway, Next Gen is a new show coming out. It's called Next Gen NYC, and it's basically the Bravo Housewives kids.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's going to come out. But they also have a bunch of influencers, and it's about all these kids in New York City trying to find their way.
You think it's going to work?
Nope.
I don't either.
Sounds lame.
Yeah.
In my opinion. Let's see here. This is a sad story. Sorry to tell you about this, but two ex-MLB players were killed in that Dominican Republic nightclub roof. Did you see that they actually have footage of it falling down and collapsing?
Yeah, I did.
Holy crap.
One played for the Rockies.
Oh, no.
At one point,
Yeah. The one guy, he was a pitcher for the Colorado Rockies.
That's so sad.
And he died in this thing. Yeah.
It was like just a music festival. It was really innocent, you know, like everybody's just having a great time and they don't know why, but the roof, it just collapsed down on everybody.
I know why. If you look at all the buildings around it, they were shanties. Well, I mean, they don't look like they're very safe at all.
Yeah.
And this building obviously looked like these buildings around it. And the roof, I mean, it was a really bad structure.
We stayed at the Nickelodeon Dominican, and my son was swimming in the you know, we had one of those really cool pools that you, like, you step out of your room and you get into the pool, which is awesome.
Yeah.
And he was swimming with his goggles on, and he found two nails in the pool.
Oh. No kidding. I will say this. I've been to the Dominican Republic one time, and when you leave the resort areas and you get into the main area of the island itself, it's very poor. Yeah. I mean, it's one of the most impoverished places that I've ever been to.
Yeah, and everybody rides on the top of these trucks. These trucks have, like, tarps on them, and that's how they get rides. They all pile up on top of the tarps.
Nothing looks safe.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't at all. But and it's
this is tragic, though.
Yeah,
you've got
awful.
And I think what wasn't like
people.
How many people?
98.
90.
So far.
Oh, wow. The last I saw was 44.
Yeah.
98 people.
Yeah.
Wow. So.
More than 160 were injured. Here's one weird one. So there was like a congresswoman type girl, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And she was at the bottom of the pile, and she called the president of the Dominican saying that she's trapped under there.
No kidding.
She ended up dying.
Yeah.
Isn't that awful?
Wow.
She called saying, please, you've got to help, you got to help. She ended up, you know, passing away.
Well, there's like three or four of those stories. That baseball player that died, that played for the Colorado Rockies, they say that they could hear him yelling for help.
Oh, God.
But before they could get him out of the rubble, he'd already passed away. Okay. Then there's another guy, the other baseball player, and I forgot his name, Boone or something like that. This guy, he was safe, got outside a building and ran back in to save someone that was screaming for help. He went back into the building, and that portion collapsed and killed him. And the other guy that was screaming, he lived.
Oh, my gosh.
So
really?
Just
That's
weird
awful.
Stories coming out of there.
Yeah. There's also another weird story that a ransom gang known as Medusa is hacked into NASCAR, of all places. You just don't think of, like, Medusa digging NASCAR.
No. You don't think people mess with the NASCAR boys.
Yeah, so they went on the dark web, and Medusa alleged to have in its possession more than 1 terabyte of data, demanding $4 million from NASCAR. I don't know. It says they have internal documents containing names, phone numbers, and email addresses of employees and NASCAR sponsors. They said that they're going to charge $1,000 per day until NASCAR pays the $4 million, and they have a clock that's ticking.
I don't think these people know what NASCAR is worth. $1,000 a day?
No, $100,000.
Oh, $100,000. Yeah, I thought you said
$1,000.
No, $100,000. I was going to say, wait a minute.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, it's $100,000.
All right.
$4 million. So we'll see what happens with that.
They'll have to pay up, probably.
I guess so. Britney Spears is real mad because she said that she's pretty. And you are pretty, Britney. Don't let anybody get you down like me. Because I did say your teeth were jacked up.
Yeah.
So I apologize. Britney Spears is real sad because she was rambling on and on about how people were saying that her hair looks horrible, that her accent is fake, and that her teeth are jacked up. And here's kind of a little bit of it, if you have it.
I do?
Okay.
Where's it at?
I think it's in there. You played it earlier.
I did?
Yeah.
Okay, hang on one second. Let me find this. No, I don't have it over here. Oh, here it is.
Okay.
Yeah. Spadil played it from his room first.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
I really want my nails back. I get all my nails off like a I want my nails back. And I guess I should just go get nails.
You know, that almost sounded like that. I want my baby back, baby back,
oh,
baby
kind
back.
Of, yeah,
listen
kind
to
of,
the
yeah,
way
okay,
she
sure.
says, I want my nails back. Want nails back. Listen to this.
I really want my nails back. I get all my nails off like a I want my nails back.
Oh,
and
I guess I
should just go get nails. I swear to God, I don't want to. It takes forever to get your nails done. And my bangs are pretty. I need a fancy. Ooh, mamacita.
She needs to be unfreed.
Yeah.
Unfree Britney. That's my new slogan. Right?
She's hard to even understand.
Yeah.
I mean, she's out there.
She's British and a baby. Yeah. I don't know what the... And then finally, your guys are not even going to believe this.
What?
And it's breaking news, and I should have probably led with it.
What?
Ben Affleck is dating Angelina Jolie.
No.
Yep.
What?
You've got to be kidding.
Yep, you heard it here. I'm not even kidding. Apparently, they have been hooking up secretly. They kind of wanted to keep it on the down low. And I didn't know this, but I guess he's had a kind of a thing for her for a while.
Ben.
Huh. Ben. And Angelina Jolie.
Wow.
I could see that, though.
That's power.
But she has a lot of kids.
She does.
Yeah.
They're about grown, though, aren't they?
They're
out of the house.
So, yeah. I think there's a couple of teenagers left.
Yeah, that's a power couple there.
That would be crazy, wouldn't it? That would piss off J-Lo so bad.
Yeah.
You don't see it?
I just don't see them dating. Yeah, that's a weird combo.
Why? She's all, you know,
I think so.
She's kinky and stuff.
Yeah.
And he's grumpy.
Right.
I don't know why you don't see it.
No, I see it. I see. I mean, she's been with Brad Pitt. I mean, that's not too far from Ben Affleck.
Well, and Billy, Billy Bob Thornton. He was grumpy.
Remember they had all that blood around her neck with that necklace,
Norman?
Yeah. Yeah, she's pretty wacky. I could see it.
Yeah, I like this. I don't know why. I mean, I guess because J-Lo's going to be like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, I'm with you.
And I don't know why. I have nothing against J-Lo.
No, but I feel like that it's almost like it completes Ben's comeback.
Yeah.
From the divorce.
Maybe that's it.
It completes it, man. Because he upgraded.
He did. Now, Brad's going to have to trade in his no-namer for somebody.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, that's what's going to happen here.
I don't really think she's that hot, that girl that Brad's with.
Brad Pitt?
Yeah. Have you guys seen her?
Yeah. I would agree with that.
Yeah, she's just kind of meh.
She's pretty hot.
I mean, it is Brad Pitt.
Yeah, she's pretty hot.
You think so?
I mean, she's all right. I mean, Brad Pitt could do better.
Yeah,
that's what I'm thinking. Yeah.
He should get with Jessica Simpson.
Are you done?
I am. There you go, Tablet Trash.
BJ and Jim.
I just want to mention one more time, because you guys are going to be blown away if this happens, my vision board for tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Remember? I mentioned this early. I mean early, like 6:15 this morning. I've gone out, and for the first time ever, I have purchased. And this is a big shout out to the Colorado Lotto, okay?
Right. Yep.
But I did a $50 purchase on tickets, all quick picks, for the Colorado Lotto tonight, because it is now at $10 million.
And BJ's always felt like this is the one that he's capable of winning.
Yeah, it's better odds. Yep. Not great odds, but better odds than some of the big boys, like the Powerball or the Mega Millions, the state lottery. It usually just teeters right around $1 million or maybe $2 million on a good day, but now it's at $10 million.
And it's weird because I've never wanted to buy that ticket, but now today, because you feel like you're going to win, I'm going to go buy $50.
What the hell's that all about?
I think that's a great idea. I might do that too.
Because you know what I mean? Like, maybe I want the feeling.
Yeah. Well, why don't you go buy $50 worth? Carson, you buy $50 worth.
It.
And we all...
No.
I would ask Spadil,
I mean, it's only $10 million, and that's before taxes.
I know, but I'll end up having to pay the taxes on it, and you guys will get the good stuff.
I do think these lotteries sometimes, they kind of piss me off, to be honest.
Oh, okay.
They do, because I don't like the, if you take the cash, you're only going to get half.
Yeah, well, that's not the lottery. That's the government.
No. That's the lottery. Then you pay taxes on half. You don't even get it.
Wait, what?
If you take cash out, you only get half.
Oh, that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you take the cash, so sometimes I feel like it's a little bit dangling of a carrot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I could live on $5 million.
So
don't get me wrong.
So did you do cash or annuity?
I would do cash.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I think I'd do cash. Although, I think that if you won, boy, I don't know. I think you'd have to reach out to a professional, to find out.
The way the stock market's going right now, I don't know if you want that cash. Yeah. Unless you're going to buy a property.
You're right. Yeah. Now, here's the calculation from what I understand. If you win $1 million, the annuity is $40,000 per million. Okay? So if you did an annuity on $10 million, mm-hmm. you're looking at $400,000 a year.
Nice. For how long?
10 years.
I could do that.
I don't know.
No, 20 years. I'm sorry. 20 years.
Are we doing math?
20
math
years.
Math is hard.
But you see what I'm saying? So I don't know. I don't know what you'd do. Either way, go get your tickets.
Yeah, get your
tickets. Yeah. $10 million tonight with the Colorado
Lotto.
I think
$5 million is a better deal than the $400 a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd have $5 million, then you pay taxes on it.
Right.
But you'd have $5 million, so 3.5.
Mutual fund back in the day.
Or you'd get $400,000 a year for 20 years.
Yeah. I don't know.
Tough decision,
so,
man.
So, but anyway, what we were talking about at the beginning is he's making a vision board because that's how much he believes he's going to win.
Yeah, I feel good about it. I've never bought $50 worth of
What made you
tickets.
Do that? What's going on? There's something...
Vibe.
Something at home?
It's a vibe. No. Just a vibe. In my gut, I feel like I'm going to win this thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Just a vibe.
Yeah, vibe.
Huh. Wait, let me see.
I got the BJ vibe.
I'm going to buy them and see if I get the vibe. I'll let you know.
BJ and Jamie.
Boom. BJ, Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. You can get the app for free for your phone. We'll put the podcast up there just after 10 o'clock, so just over 30 minutes from now. I wanted to play this again because I love it, the chicken song.
Oh, it is a good song.
Because a lot of people are going to go to the movies this weekend and see Minecraft.
Right.
It was a huge movie last weekend. Last weekend on its debut, $157 million. My kids saw it.
Yeah.
Loved it. And I guess the theaters go crazy. They're doing this chicken jockey thing inside the theaters, right?
Yep.
And now, according to Spadil, they've been warned to stop doing it. You're interrupting all the other patrons that are there, right?
Yeah, there was an official warning this morning to stop doing the chicken jockey thing, stop throwing popcorn everywhere, all that stuff.
This warning was everywhere. I mean, it is top news on Fox News, CNN, everywhere. Stop. Stop the chicken jockey.
Yeah, because it's where you get on somebody's shoulders.
You can't be doing that in the theater.
That just seems weird, doesn't it?
And throwing popcorn all over the place.
You stop. You bump into somebody, they spill that $40 bucket of popcorn.
The collector's Minecraft one, yeah.
Yeah, the collector's bucket. But they are saying that this song right here from the movie is just taking off like wildfire.
I love it.
This is great.
La, 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 lava.
We've not seen the movie, so Spadil explained to us that they throw their chicken into the lava to cook it.
Did he say it's lava o'clock?
Is that what he says?
I don't think he says lava o'clock.
Oh.
Yeah.
O'clock. Lava o'clock? I don't know.
It's a lava chicken, right? Yeah.
La 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 lava chicken. Steve's lava chicken, yeah, Steve is hell. Ooh, mama, see now you're ringing.
Does say it.
Lava o'clock.
Lava o'clock.
Yeah.
Sure does.
Sure does. Right.
Spadil?
Attack. He says lava attack.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
It's no, it says lava o'clock.
No, it's a lava attack. Oh, he's definitely saying attack.
We've got a controversy, yeah. Folks.
Oh, I feel like I don't care. Super spicy. It's a lava attack.
Either way, it's a great song. I like that song.
It reminds me when Jamie's kind of dumb.
Yeah, the chicken song from Minecraft. All right, BJ, Jamie.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Me Morty Show.
BJ and Jamie.
Boom, boom. Man, you are tired, Jamie.
You know what's funny is I woke up at 2 and I never went back to bed.
Oh.
And that's the worst. Because then you say, you go, Alexa, what time is it? And then she tells you, you're like, oh my God. Alexa, what time? Oh, she keeps saying that. It's like, oh, what was that?
I'm just yawning too because you're making me tired. All this Alexa talk and waking up at 2 a.m.
Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah, I couldn't sleep. But anyway, I'm going to take a little nap today.
Good. Good show today. It was a lot of fun today.
It really was a good time.
Today is Wednesday. Let's see here. Is there anything on the plate today? Oh, Slacker Show. With another chance to win those Mumford and Sons, or stepsons. We don't know who he's bringing.
Well, I think they're bringing the whole family.
We know Mumford's going to be here, so we don't know if the sons, stepsons, wife, ex-wife. We don't know. But you got a chance of tickets coming up later on this afternoon. And then we will have another pair tomorrow morning at 7:20.
And please be very, very, very careful because it's a fire danger today.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, because it's going to be like 20-mile-per-hour winds, so... High fire danger. Yeah,
very windy. Yeah. They say you're not going to lose your patio furniture, but it's going to be breezy. Yep. Very breezy
today.
That's exactly
what they said.
All right, you guys have a great day today. Enjoy. We will see you back here tomorrow. Take care and bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.